First, it was Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, who lashed out at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for threatening Iran with atomic destruction. He described the threat in a tweet as beyond shameless in the goal. Now commander of besieged volunteer force says he also has some reservations for Bibi.
Speaking to Press TV, Ghulam Hussein Reid Parvaz said by threatening Iran, Netanyahu broke his long silence over Israel's possession of nuclear weapons. He also made it clear that Israel is the major threat to the Middle East security.
Israel is an existential threat to the region and the world. The usurper regime murders Palestinian children and invades Muslim countries in breach of international law. It's national for the hegemonic powers to back Israel in any military aggression as they're cut from the same cloth. However, those who threaten Iran militarily will go nowhere. There is no place for warmongers and aggressors in the civilized world.
The reaction came after Netanyahu at a ceremony in the Dimona nuclear facility in Israel on August 29 once again threatened Iran. Talking to Press TV, experts also say the fact that Netanyahu made the threat at Dimona, where Israel is developing nuclear weapons, is more than a pointed military threat.
This is not the first time that Netanyahu threatens Iran. Israel has attacked many neighbors, including Syria. Several resolutions have condemned Israel for its war crimes. It is the only regime that threatens the region with nuclear warheads. Iran has never been a threat to any country. Despite Trump's exit from the 2015 nuclear deal, Iran is still voicing support for a nuclear weapons-free Middle East.
Israel has never acknowledged it has nuclear weapons. Instead, it maintains a policy of strategic ambiguity. Western media reports put the size of Israel's nuclear arsenal in the dozens to hundreds. They also say U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a secret pledge to safeguard Israel's nukes. Ghamban Nodiri, Press TV, Tehran.